Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. This is Dan Butler, and I am joined by Andrea Townsley this evening for our recap of the week. We will spend a couple of minutes tonight and each week recapping the Iowa Educational Chat, which is hosted on Twitter, and point you in the direction of our archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find tonight's Twitter chat archive at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat January 14. Tonight, our topic was tough conversations, and we talked about the necessary conversations that need to take place for forward movement in our schools. We want to thank everyone for being with us, if you were able to join us on Twitter, and if you want to check out our resources, ideas, and thoughts, do visit our archive to find everything that you will need. It is now time for me to pass the microphone to Andrea Townsley, who is going to highlight a few of her thoughts related to tonight's discussion.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the Iowa Ed Chat podcast recap. We had a great jam-packed hour of learning tonight. So if you go back and look over the archives, you won't be disappointed if you have a few moments. And there's some great professional learning and takeaways from tonight's chat. Our question number six, we asked, what needs to be left at the door when entering into a tough conversation? There were so many great ideas and wonderful points that people made about what we need to make sure we don't bring into a conversation. Amaris Scalia pointed out that personal feelings need to be left at the door. We need to remember that it's not about us, and we need to not personalize it. Listen and try to understand where the other person is coming from. Amaris, that's a great point. We need to not make it about us. We can't take it personally. We have to make sure we keep our pride in check and stick to the purpose of the conversation. And Lindsay Smith, at CBLI Smith, points out ego and negativity need to be left at the door. It's not about you. You just happen to be the person who can make a difference in that person's situation. If it wasn't you sitting in that position, it would be someone else. Make that conversation count and make it kind. And then Ruby Sneakers, at Ruby_Sneakers, also points out that negativity and the idea that your thoughts are the only solution, that needs to be left at the door. These guys make up great points that we need to make sure we stick to the facts. Remember to be open and empathetic to the other person. And then remember that the conversation is a two-way street. Don't just talk. We need to listen, we need to converse, and we need to make sure we are kind.
Thank you so much, Andrea and company, for your thoughts on question six. Something that I think about often is, when is the right time to conduct a difficult conversation? How much time do you give if there's an issue related to expectations, or when do you need to address an issue? In question five, we asked, when is the right time to conduct a difficult conversation, or how do you know when it's time? I also loved what Lindsay Smith had to say. Lindsay Smith is a K-12 supervisor of ed tech in Pennsylvania, and she said, if someone seeks you out, make the time. If positive culture is disrupted, address it. If you sense something is off, seek it out. Stay ahead of difficult conversations. I also liked what Amaris Scalia had to say in question five, as she tweeted, the tough conversations need to happen when I notice a person is struggling and it is affecting students. If possible, try to get in front of the situation and provide support to the work and learning environment. As I think about this question and the other questions within the chat this evening, the biggest piece of advice that I have related to this and conducting difficult conversations is to do it early and often. Seek to understand the viewpoint of your conversation partner and really just follow a series of simple rules. First off, be empathetic. Try to understand that other person's point of view. The second point is to shut up and listen. Take that time. We've got two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen to what that other person has to say. Everybody has a story and everybody has a viewpoint. Assume the best every single time. And regardless of the difficulty or the complexity of the conversation or issue, leave that person with their dignity. If nothing else, leave them with their dignity. I want to thank you for tuning in this evening for the Iowa Ed Chat recap. We appreciate your engagement with the Twitter chat and, of course, this podcast. Again, you can find tonight's Twitter chat archive at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat January 14. We will be back next week with another great topic, and you can check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. Please visit tinyurl.com/IAEdChat and subscribe to this podcast on Podomatic, or also check us out on iTunes. We're hanging out there. We look forward to connecting with you again next week, and until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.